All right, we are here. Welcome. Today we speak about the future, about your future, about the future of humanity. We call this future being, the human, the light being, emerging into a new level of consciousness, the one who is the result of and the emergence through the great shift of consciousness, in which we are at some of the most intense points of change. This new human, we call the luminous human. Now, we did not coin that term. It came from Alberto Viodo, who has done a lot of work bringing shamanic traditions into Western application. Perhaps he coined it, perhaps he just brought it through, but he used it because he had a school, he has a school of healing in which one sees the aura, the energy field, the luminousness, to see the light body, and to call the new human, the luminous human, is to acknowledge the advancement, the expansion, the brightness, the dimensional upliftment of your light body. It is happening now. The gifts, the talents, the powers are returning. To those of you who are intending to apply it, to use it in these transitional times. If you want to tap in to your powers, to your abilities garnered through your experience on other planes, dimensions, lifetimes, and focus to this particular time because this is a time of wrapping up Earth's experience. You may want to meditate, particularly on receiving your gifts in greater abundance. You generally know what your gifts and talents and strengths are by the time you're in your mid-30s. But this is a special time of change. And so your gifts, gifts that you have not needed in your regular mundane life, are being added now to enable you to move through this consciousness change, this consciousness shift, and emerge the luminous human. So let us talk about the luminous human. Who is this person? Where is this future? What is it going to look like? Who are you becoming? Now, initially, luminous humans are those who are capable of impacting others with their light. They can make a difference in the lives of those around them, whether it be a small circle of intimates or large groups or even a culture. Luminous humans have greater advancement in their bodies. Now, we say bodies plural because you have four basic bodies. You have a physical body. That's the one you usually refer to when you say the body. But you also have a mental body and emotional body. A lot of times people talk about mind and body, mind, and spirit, conveniently leaving out a lot of the emotional body, including emotions under mind. But we would say that those who look at your aura, look at your light body, can see many layers and levels in it. And as you work in dimensions and planes, in your expansion, spiritual expansion, you will find that there is a very distinct emotional layer. You have an emotional body. When you are read by a psychic, they generally can see people that mean something to you. They can see events that happened in the past where you were hurt or wounded or were pivotal points for you. And these are because of the impact in your emotional body. Your emotional body holds the capacity for divine love. But it also holds shame, pain, and wounds. Emotional wounds, rejections, humiliations, losses. So the emotional body is a complete body. It has its own rules, its own ways of going about. The mind, the mental body, has more to do with concept, more to do with idea, belief structures, more how you organize information and data and utilize it. Most people are very familiar with this aspect. And then you have a psychic or spiritual body, which is the, what we might say, the most high vibration or expansive one of the four. The one that borders onto the etheric or etheric being the boundary between one level and another greater level. This etheric or this psychic body or spiritual body. And a transition between the you who lives here on the planet and the you who is connected to home, to the divine. The part of you that is motivated and moved by spirit and soul. This body is where your gifts and your talents of a non-physical nature, as well as those of a physical nature, can come through. If you are creative, it comes and percolates through, down into your psychic, spiritual body. You perceive it there. That's where you get greater perception. That's where you get ESP, the extrasensory perception. That's where you get the intuitional knowings. That's where you receive perceptions and awarenesses of the spiritual nature of other beings. That's where you get spiritual overviews. That's where you connect to the oneness. This luminous human that you are moving towards, and that your world, actually, despite the look of it, is moving towards, is a human being who is fully capable of consciously directing energy, directing choice, directing will through the four bodies. Consciously clear. The bodies are not muddied up. The physical body is not messed up. The emotional body is not jammed up emotionally. The mental body flows lightly, freely. And the psychic spiritual, open, receiving. Now, what are you going to be able to do as a luminous human? You know now that there's great advances in technology, marvelous developments and stretches of imagination that is working mainly and primarily using all four bodies, but mainly through the mental body, the concepts of technology, the applications of such technology and the ways of using it, the ways of understanding it, and the ways of building on it, the ways of breaking out of some kind of box to get insights pulled through the psychic, spiritual body into the mental body. And from there, to apply in the physical body to figure out how to make it actually work. How to get the components, put the components together in such a way that it works to fulfill the intention. You have great technology, technological development. Your culture reveres mind. It reveres mental activity and mental intelligence. It reveres great thinkers. Unless they're too great, and then they're scared. People are scared of those who really can see on a greater level. And they will fight. They will fight and reject whatever is too changing, too beyond, too alien, until they grow up to it. Until it's been, quote-unquote, proven, or till it's become a faith-based science, that, okay, enough people believe that this theory is correct, and therefore it must be. But people love the theories. The technological advances, so exciting. But you see, the technological advances do have a limitation. Now, it is said that the extraterrestrials, the benevolent ones, are here with tremendous technological development. They have spaceships that are pretty much alive and conscious, almost like beings. The spaceships are able to move through time and space to warp time, fulfilling a lot of sci-fi fantasies that have been put into movies and books from people who have tapped into the concepts of this, who have tapped in to the psychic body and tuned in to those who have greater technologies. Anti-gravity, energies that can be used for fuel that have no damage to the planet. The ETs are filled with all sorts of great technology. But if you notice, the extraterrestrials are not just handing it over de facto to governments. Here, learn how to do anti-gravity. Learn how to shift and move sound and waves. Learn how to change the physical structure of the body with vibration. Oh, look here, the ETs can do incredible healing and rejuvenation of the body. But they're not just handing it over. And that's because mankind has a limited emotional body. Humankind has dwelled so much on the prioritization of the mental, the glory of the physical, that they have, in a way, tried to ignore the messiness of the emotional body. Because of this, benevolent extraterrestrials are not just going to give over technology. They won't do it until you humans stop killing each other. Until you humans stop hating, rejecting, and mistreating each other. They'll give you a little bit, but as soon as they see that governments greedily soak it up to be used for military purposes, military domination and control. Okay. Well, we better not give them any more. Of course, what the governments would love to do was to trap some ETs and force it out of them. But extraterrestrials don't go for that. They don't like secretiveness either. They like transparency. And you might think that's kind of funny, since it seems that the ETs are rather secretive. And the only reason they are is because they don't want to scare you. We went over this a bit in our discussion on extraterrestrials. But the point they're making is that you got to get your emotional body together. You've got to look at this. Those of you on the spiritual path have come to a realization that if you don't get your emotional body together, life sucks. Because here you are on a spiritual path, which puts you automatically in your culture on the fringe, puts you on the edge. It makes you a bit crazy to other people. Because when you're on a spiritual path, you have a stronger connection through the psychic body. And therefore your frame of reference is different than those who stay focused between the physical and the mental. By the way, the physical body and the mental body are more organized around the male principle. The emotional body and the psychic spiritual body are more organized around the feminine principle. It is no surprise that those two are less developed in a culture that has for a certain thousands of years diminished, judged, and in a sense suppressed the feminine concepts and energies. Suppressed it so much so that even women who have come to discover and learn about the feminine energies are having a hard time figuring them out. They have been so hidden. Part of the long range that you are moving into is the acknowledgement of and the integration of the feminine back into the masculine, which will help heal the masculine from its imbalance, because the masculine was trying to take over both feminine and masculine and not doing a great job. That's too much work. You know, if you get overloaded with too much work, you can crash. Part of it is also in the masculine is the individuation, which means a sense of separation from us versus them. It is in the masculine that has been twisted, that the violence and the wars for territory, for points, for top dog status, for supremacy and domination. It's where these wars have come from, that twisted masculine. What's going to happen and what you're seeing happening on the planet right now, why it's under so much chaos and seemingly so much Sturm und Drang, so much darkness, so much pain and suffering, is because the human race is having to face its own emotional body as a collective and as an individual. It is in the emotional body that in that healing, that you, on a spiritual path, by necessity, have to take, have to face, have to deal with. If you were in the center of your culture, and this is the way it was, everybody was like you, it'd be all this nice safety, this all, you'd feel okay, you'd feel like part of it, everything, you'd be accepted, you know, case closed. But the lack of acceptance, the lack of love, creates pain. The only way to heal the lack of love is to heal the emotions, to heal the emotional body. The emotional body is your link to love. The emotional body is a part of you that does not die with the physical, whereas the mental body does. All those great ideas, concepts, and technologies, they don't go with you. But what goes with you is your love. Those of you on the spiritual path know this intrinsically. Know that your path is a path of love, leading to awareness, greater awareness in the psychic spiritual body, which is the one that's plugged into the oneness, experiencing the oneness of all, honoring, respecting every individual being, whether it's human or non-human, animal, plant, rock. And also, most critically, to respect other humans. Because each one of you is so different, so totally unique. To respect every other human being as their own unique complex of light. Their own path, everyone having their own path. What is the path to the divine? Well, how many people are there? That's how many paths there are, really. You can align with a tradition. You can align with a specific teacher. But even so, your particular spiritual path is unique to everyone else who follows your same tradition or teacher. And the uniqueness is most felt in the places that are least observed, the emotional body. The mental body is very well observed. Everybody's into thinking, analyzing, problem solving, organizing, studying cause and effect. We would say that as a race, all humans as one race, actually, that you have a very well-developed mental body. You're able to focus. You're able to utilize these technologies. You're able to read, to think, perhaps not deeply necessarily, unless you choose so, but you have all the tools on the mental level. You have education. You have mentorship. If you are willing to apply yourself, utilizing some energy of your physical body and using your mind, you can get a lot of really great places. You can have great successes. You can climb the ladder of success. Lots of triumphs. Provided your emotional body doesn't sabotage you on the way up and doesn't force you to crash down. When you enter the spiritual path, you have made a commitment to move to love, and therefore you have made a commitment to heal your emotional body. When that is done, the human race will be able to move into a new era. And it will not happen all at once, unlike those who have said, oh, you know, at December 21st, 2012, this is the big moment. No, it's going to happen in pieces and pieces and pieces, probably until there is a, what you might call a turning point, the 100th monkey. There'll be a time when there'll be enough that the whole shift of the collective will go to the new place. They will all move there. You are the leading wave because you are learning how to feel as well as think, how to have true discernment and emotional wisdom, so that you can live your life without being at risk of always feeling insecure, frightened, angry, and pain, and in pain or hurt. This is where you are making the breakthroughs. You are the ones that are going to connect with other consciousnesses, with extraterrestrials, with people on other levels, and you'll be laughed out. You probably already have, if anyone has ever known what you do, or that you, my gosh, you go to a channeling. Oh, my. Right there, you obviously are out to lunch. But what's happening here is that you are, piece by piece, healing your emotional body. It is part of our work, what we are here to help you with, because this is the piece where you're behind. You actually have more perception and awareness on the spiritual than most people. You are very few. You are that first wave. You're bringing it through. You are the ones who are going to be stepping into the luminous human. What's that luminous human going to do? What are you going to be able to do there? Once this is done, you will find that there will be no need for sickness. Illnesses, health issues, even damage from accidents, physical damage, can be healed almost instantly. All it takes is a directed thought through the channel of love, using technology that is on that level that you are. The technology is coming in. The technology for healing. And we would have to say, unfortunately, most of it, that technology that's going to be used, most of it is not coming from standard medical research. It's coming from the wild and crazy guys out there with weird little machines they're diddling with. It's coming from people who are figuring out how to channel and focus the energy of love to shift the emotional body, to heal the emotional body of the other person, to lift the physical pain or the physical trauma or issue that is related to that out of the body. Because part of the emotional body is that when it's overloaded and not processed, it's going to tell you. And it tells you by getting into the physical body and creating problems there into your physical life. The feedback that you get from your physical body is telling you what you need to work with emotionally. You will be able to, in the future, to sync the two together virtually instantly. Right now, it takes a lot of time to get anything going, to get anything happening on the physical plane. And we've been talking about that, how to handle this gap between intention and manifestation. This gap between intention and manifestation, as you learn how to work with it, as you learn how to work with the frequencies of your mind, of your emotion, and stay in connection with your psychic and spiritual, this time lapse is intended and destined, you might say, to shrink, to where the time between your thought and the manifestation of what you desire becomes almost instant. You cannot handle that now because your emotional body is unprocessed. There's still stuff there from childhood. Who doesn't have a childhood with a lot of emotional stuff? Now, admittedly, some people are far worse than others, but everybody's childhood, a time of powerlessness, being overwhelmed with the consensus point of view about the worldview, a worldview of your parents, of your culture, that basically cleans up, clears out, and overwhelms that perception, the connection to the divine that you had when you were born. All of this has to be cleared. It can be cleared without a tremendous amount of work Most of the work in clearing out the emotional body is fighting the emotional body and fighting having to clear out the emotional body. And all the stuff that comes with it, the judgments and the repercussions and the and all sorts of mental beliefs and attitudes about emotions and about who you were and your identity. But it's coming soon, if you notice. Clearing up the emotional body is not going to be a big chore. And also in the future, as this starts to develop, in the sense that there's more healing on the emotional body earlier and earlier in life, then there are going to be children who are going to be raised in families that are emotionally healed. This is going to be the new generation that will be all luminous. They will be able to think and manifest. They'll be able to choose and manifest. It'll come quickly and easily and naturally for them. That's why when we work with you, we often say, you know, imagine what it is you want and see it as being natural and normal for you. The luminous human does not see anything outside their box that they cannot stretch to. Instant healing, very quick healing, repairing of the brain, repairing of the body, can come quickly when the emotional healing is in flow, when you've got much of it done, when you understand it, when you no longer judge it, when it becomes something that uplifts you rather than hinders you. On the technological level, phenomenal things. Phenomenal things. That works with the healing. Phenomenal levels of healing. Perhaps the ETs are going to release their technology when we get there. Tremendous capacity for love means that no one has to suffer being unloved. What could you have done differently in your life if you had felt safe and loved at all points of your life? What could you have accomplished? What could you have done? Who could you have loved? What reality could you be living in? The luminous human is safe and loving and loved and knows it. What if you felt safe in your reality? You were born into a culture that does not think it's safe. The luminous human sees reality as safe, sees the world as safe. The luminous human is the one who works with reality as a friend, allows themselves to receive. Luminous humans are giving, loving, caring, and sharing. They don't grab to take stuff away from others because they know that this reality is so abundant, everyone could have whatever it is that they wanted. There's no need for wars, so there's no need for police. There's no need for people to enforce laws because the law of love is what rules. A higher law. The psychic spiritual is open in the luminous humans, allowing them to bring in what have been known only in the East as major powers, powers that seem to transcend the laws of physics, the laws of humans. In India, the cities are those who are capable, the higher level of cities are capable of transcending physical laws. They can do things that are absolutely astounding. They can live in a physical body and it stays young. They can go without sleep for months on end. There is a siddha in India who sleeps occasionally. He does it more as a demonstration because he doesn't really need to, but he sleeps with his head in fire and it doesn't burn him. He does that to demonstrate that if you could get to a certain level, the laws of the physical plane are absolutely what you thought they were, are no longer any kind of limitations. It's whatever you choose. You are writing your own script, and when you are at that level, you are in total empowerment, authority, and capability. The emotional body, the luminous humans, is one of love. The physical body of the luminous humans is one of longevity and immortality. Immortality in the sense that you're capable of being so conscious that when you decide that you're done with this lifetime, not holding on to it, oh my gosh, I got to stay alive, I got to stay alive regardless of what cost it is. You basically say, okay, I've done the adventure of this particular lifetime, but I'm not going to lose consciousness. I'm going to take my consciousness. I'm going to just step out of this body and create another one and step it back in, doing something that I think is fun. When you do that, you can organize time, space, history, and everything and write a new life, step in as a fully grown adult. Isn't that great? You don't have to go through childhood again. And go right into there. And then do whatever it is that you want to do. Untrammeled. Unlimited in your powers. In your capacities. You're able to astral travel. You're able to create on a level that is just astounding. When you become a luminous human. There is a grid or a template that is currently in place in your collective. We talked about it on the day of when we talked about the egregors or breaking free of the group mind. In the group mind, there are certain causes and effects. There are certain physical rules. There are rules of behavior, rules about where you stand, referencing to other people. Rules of identity, rules of what you're allowed to feel, what you're allowed to even imagine. There's a whole template about it. And a great deal of the energy of the human species is spent in resisting change. You've grown up learning to resist change. And yet, because you can't help it, it's your nature, you keep initiating change in your life. You always want it more. You want to line stuff up so to where you're happier. It goes against the collective. Unless, somehow or another, you're able to make a whole bunch of money doing this. If you don't make money doing it, it's not considered valuable. Then that change just becomes more traumatic. So the template of your culture is that you don't have the power. Most religions say you must pray to or appeal to a higher power to provide for you, to help you, to assist you, to love you, to offer opportunities for you, to manifest for you, whatever. The luminous human has owned his or her own manifestation power, God power, consciousness, and doesn't have that limitation. Who to appeal to? Well, just bring in my friends, my higher self. I'll bring in my guides, my mentors and masters and all that. But I'm not going to grovel. I'm just going to, they're my crew. We're going to work together. because they want you to succeed. You're surrounded by beings who love you and want you to succeed all the time. So we're going to talk a little bit about the template. Now, we have talked about this particular template before. This time, we're going to talk about it in terms of opening up to those powers that you have to enable your life to be magnificent, to live at a higher level of functioning, in joy, in health, in harmony. And we've talked about it before that there are certain essential aspects that are natural to you as a human being that come from your divine nature. And there's three channels, basic channels or outlets of these of activity that express this divine in you. First of all, as we've talked before, the key ingredient here in this transformation into the luminous human is the love, touch, and heal channel. This is where you want to love, touch, and heal others, and to be loved, touched, and healed by others. Healing in this reference doesn't mean actually working on disease. It actually means lifting the frequency beyond any kind of limiting issue. That's what healing really is. It lifts the frequency beyond a limiting vibration. Loving others, touching others, meaning having impact with your love. Really allowing yourself to connect soul, to touch them with your love. And healing, to lift yourself and them. Because a healer is one who can lift the frequency beyond the issue of the customer or patient and hold it until that other person, till the patient gets into resonance with it and lifts. And they get into sync at a higher frequency than the patient is healing. Love, touch, healing, lifting to a higher frequency. A higher frequency meaning greater love, greater appreciation, greater value for all people. Plants, animals, minerals, everything. The earth. Love, touch, heal is connecting. Feeling connected to your species, to your culture, to the divine within you. Connecting the divine to them. Receiving the divine from them. Giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. It's what you do all the time. To do it consciously with love. The second channel has to do with imagining. Now this is using the channels of the that comes through the psychic spiritual body to get ideas, to get dreams, to have visions. Ideas, creative juice, creative ideas that you then develop according to what you want, to your intention, and you play with it, and you then express it through your creative expression, however that is, even in your mundane situation. You can be creative even handling your household finances, and you can be creative by creating a great work of art. Music. You can be creative in building a business. You can be creative in anything. But that creativity is taking all these different pieces, making it unique to you and expressing the you that you are in there. To gift it out. To see it come into manifestation. It's the manifestation channel where you dream and imagine all the template for manifestation, all the steps for manifestation are there. The third channel is essential. It is, and perhaps it should be the first one we mention. It is to know who you are. Who are you? You are divine by your nature. What does that mean? Discover that within. Discover the grand love within. Discover that you are okay. That you're a powerful reality creator. That you're a really beautiful being. That you're worthy. To respect yourself, to love yourself, to care about yourself, to own your authority about you. You know more about you than anybody else. To really own yourself. And from there, to step forth, free to be you, to do whatever you want to do. To own that identity, that higher identity that is more true. To let go of the lower identity and reach and connect to the higher identity to lift you up. As God, Goddess, all that is, love, touch, heal with you. Up to next level. That's natural to you. When you're on a spiritual path, you will do it consciously. People who are not on a spiritual path, and when we say spiritual path, we do not mean religious path. There are some people who are religious who are also on a spiritual path, because the spiritual path is where you take responsibility for yourself, for your spiritual development, for your reaching for the divine, for your exploration of your own identity. That's your spiritual path, is getting a connection, direct connection to the divine, not through prayer that a group does, or through the saints, or through a religion, or through behaviors or rituals. The spiritual path actually you can do rituals, you can do all of this stuff, but it's all intended by consciousness for you to step into the identity of truth of who you are. And that's why you're different. Because you've taken that responsibility and you've taken it willingly. You don't look to see what other people have done to you so that you can say, boo-hoo, look at me. I have an excuse for not being totally happy and successful because of what they did. And also, knowing that you can't actually blame anyone who seems to be interfering in your life now, because you put them there to heal you, to lift you into greater love. So taking that responsibility for yourself is so different. Most people don't do it. They spend their life running from responsibility for fear that they will be in shame, for fear that they will have failed, for fear that they will somehow or another be rejected, alienated, and excluded from divine love and compassion. So you can see how much work on the emotional body a spiritual path requires. It means developing your four bodies. Your spiritual path to the luminous human, you want to develop the four bodies so they work together. You want to care for your physical body. You want to heal your emotional body and lift it. You want to be able to be in right discernment and to receive inspiration and attunement from above. And what this is going to do is going to put you on the blueprint of, or the grid, or four points on the grid. One, power. Then you have power to make choices. Power to impact others. Power, which is resources that will come to you in order for you to do what it is that you choose to do. Your power lies in your free will of choice. You have it all the time. Claim it so that it can build. Build your power. Build it. One of the ways you can build power is receiving it, not from a groveling position, but receiving it from a sharing position from the divine that is greater than you. Connecting with those who are greater in their scope than you. You will have greater power. Assume you always have power of choice. Assume you're always in the driver's seat. And look at your life through that filter. and you will see things other people miss. And stay in your power, in your authority. Freedom. The freedom to be yourself. You give yourself freedom, first emotional freedom, freedom from guilt, from shame, from judgment, from self-pity, from agendas, from games, emotional games. Freedom. You give yourself freedom from that stuff. All that adolescent, childhood and adolescent stuff. You give yourself freedom from it so that you are free to feel, free to perceive, free to be who you are. And you gift yourself that freedom. It is a gift you give yourself. The love to make that love, touch, heal, channel, moving through you to feel your own capacity to love. If your emotional body is relatively healed, you will feel a greater capacity to love. Greater and greater, improving all the time, allowing yourself to receive more love, allowing yourself to give more love. And then here is the crux, this fourth one, which comes with the issues around your emotional body. The emotional body that hasn't grown up into its spiritual self is an emotional body that does not feel safe. Safety is a piece on the grid. You're not going to get to the luminous human with all your powers, with all your creativity, and so that you can have extraordinary successes and healings and happiness until you can acknowledge that you are safe. And why are you safe? Because when you're here, present in the now moment, you have the opportunity to connect with your divine nature and with your divine plan. You have a plan. Yes, you had a plan before you came here. It is in operation. It is unfolding. You are unfolding your life according to plan. It will go way better when your emotional body is healed. Then you will go to further adventures in the plan. But the basic of the plan is that you are here with a tremendous amount of support from the invisible, from the unseen. Friends, spiritual family members, individuals on the other side, and even the higher selves of people you know here, all wanting you to be happy and successful. You have that support. When you have that support, and when you know you have that support, and you know it as a conscious being, you begin to feel safe. You're at peace. Your physical body will do a lot of healing. As you feel safer, your physical body will improve its energy, its stamina, its capacity. As you rely upon and know that everything coming to you is part of your plan, divine plan, and you can hold a greater loving perspective on things, especially yourself, you will respond beautifully, easily, fluidly. You'll find your life can flow in magic. The divine plan is working for you to fulfill what you wanted to do in this lifetime. And even if you fulfill it, you still have the option to stay. That's when you get into the longevity and immortality piece. Your divine plan is fulfilled. Now, what do you want to do? You're still in a body. Most people say, okay, to fulfill the divine plan, by the time I fulfill it, I die. That's it. There isn't anything more. But we say there is. That's the luminous human, is the more. That's when you step free into your luminous self. And your radiance is such that your presence will be so much greater. People will recognize you. People will see you. And you no longer have your ego wanting them to recognize you and see you. They just do. Because of your presence. Because you're at that frequency level. And you will be an inspiration and a guide for others. That template, the love touch heal, the create and manifest, and knowing who you are, doing all those processes and growth things, taking seminars, sitting at the feet of gurus, whatever you need to do to find out more of who you are, the divine you, who is powerful, free, loving, and safe, surrounded by helpers to fulfill your divine plan. You, the human, is human.